Blog Talk Radio.
I'm going to take a look.
no matter what. Not anybody who thinks he's not a God.
I don't need to get I'm trying to check out these gunshots.
Oh, that was so good. Oh, that was good. Oh, that was so good. Y'all put your headphones on. She didn't hear what's up. Oh, that was so good.
Uh-oh. No, this sniper season, you know what I'm saying? My young boy, Sean King Empire, got this new track. I'm going in on it, you know what I mean? So I had to get my little gunshots ready, you know what I'm saying? I'm dropping like heavy, heavy, heavy fire. I'm going to war with this joint. Crazy new record. Slick Rick, Sean King Empire, featuring our own 215 Ena. Shout out to the Battle King right there, you know what I'm saying? Came through, did his thing. Shout out to you, Lou. I mean, big, big, big love to you. You know what I'm saying? New episode, Philly Shine Radio on a Tuesday. I'm your host, Ivis Fire. And my special guest right here with me, Terrence J. Holden, representing the Rock Boy Philly and a whole bunch of other things. We're going to get into everything that's good. You see, we got these bottles here, the exclusives, you know what I'm saying? So I'm taking a couple of them. Y'all know I like to drink. But welcome to Philly Shine Radio, Terrence J. What's good? Terrence J. Holden, he's like, I got the whole thing. I just call him Big. Also known as Big H, but I can't call him that no more. What was the reason for you to change your name? And for everybody who's already familiar to it, how what kind of feedback have you been getting? Like, how have people reacted to, like, oh, your name's different?
They changed my name from Sparkly Big H to Big Holden to Terrence J. Holden. Terrence J. Holden is Terrence, me, his brother,
he won't ask himself the question because but that's the funniest shit ever. You're like, no, this is how she meant to ask me the question, y'all. I'm gonna fuck with you. Yeah, you're not here to host. It's my fucking show. Don't get kicked out. Y'all ready? We just getting started. It's like, this is somebody I've known for a long time, and I just want to know, like, how people react. Like, is it good feedback? Like, tell us the story. That's how the interview's starting. In my way.
Well, my corporate office is excellent feedback. You know, I had to recreate my name so I can reintroduce myself to all the people that I was never able to meet within this hip-hop business in the last 23, 24 years and counting. So I went back to me, back to birth, who I was born, Terrence J. Holden. And that's how I introduced myself. I'm more professional. The streets know me a Big H. You can treat me like that.
So you mean to tell me, when all them years you had Big H, you never got a trademark? Like, it's not yours?
Well, Big H.
I'm not going to trademark it.
I changed my name to
Big H. I'm Hulk right now. Y'all see me with the green here? This is Honest Fire, me Hulk.
Take a shot at that person on the spot.
You see what I'm doing over here. Like, well, answer the question.
I changed my name to Big H when I became a smart boy.
But
no, I was always known as Snuff, aka Sniz.
Snuff.
Hollywood Holden.
Now I'm really getting to know stuff. What were you snuffing out? Like, where the snuff come from? What the snuff?
You know, I can't talk about how I obtained that name.
I don't let nobody incrimination themselves nowhere in anything that I'm doing. Please be smart. And certainly not worth the risk. Like he said, he was called Snuff. You know what I mean? So if you got Snuff.
That's what the street name. No one's getting a whole lot of money on the street. No one's getting a whole lot of money, period, at anything that I hustle.
Okay, that's lit. That's lit. Well, I'm having a problem with my bottle.
Can someone get this bottle over my eyes and fire?
I don't know why I'm having a problem with this thing. No, man, I'm like, pro. Anybody?
Got a bottle cork over here.
Let money might get his work done. I'm going to chill with this. You know what I'm saying? We're going to put that over there for the next break. You know what I'm saying? Because we're going to get in and do different things. Y'all seen the video. Shout out to everybody checking out Philly Shine Radio YouTube, as well as GlockAware's YouTube. That's GlockAware. That's right where we're here. That's right where we are right here. 4933 Older Global is always official. Shout out to GlockAware. But, you know, I normally, you know, pop them doors right open, but we'll figure that out. You know what I'm saying? I don't need my drinks just yet. You know what I'm saying?
I'm just making sure everybody else is good.
That's what's up.
My job is deserved to make it.
You're not sipping, though.
You're not sipping. You're not right. You're right.
Well, I'm glad you're here at Philly Shine Radio. We got Terrence J. Holden in the building representing the Rock Boys Philly. Doing real great things that the city needs, you know what I'm saying? Like, as far as, like, opening up opportunities for artists. I know you got showcases coming up. I know you guys have so many different, you know what I mean, venues. You see, you're just talking on them about doing some stuff in Virginia. So, look out for my boy.
I love that word venues. I love the word venues. That's how I live. You know, I don't work. This is my business. This is my company. And I'm giving it 100 for the first time in my life, too.
That's what's up.
I'm going to keep it busy. I'm going to go all the way with it.
So, yeah. So you trying to say, like, now, what inspired you to come back? Because I didn't even know what was going on with you. Because I was, you know what I mean? Last time I seen you, I think you had your son downtown or whatever.
Yeah.
And then we're all human. But you gotta be ready to come back right now. You said you've just been introduced to people who you couldn't meet before.
Right.
So what's changing? What's going on? Y'all can come across the camera. Y'all part of the show today. Happy birthday, Ev. Welcome.
There's a whole lot changing. A lot of people, what they don't know about me, I did disappear for a little while. I'm going to keep it honest with everybody. I was married for 13 years. I went through a divorce. I had to learn how to live on my own again without wifey, you know, with kids, you know, full time. Nah, that shit is dead. I'm single weather outside. If you like the way I look, sweetheart, holler at me.
Hey, spring fling.
No, wait. I do all that.
They got a call. If you're going to be giving out any numbers on my show, I have to get a cut. You know what I mean? I just started On Fire. So if you want to get on a payroll, you know what I'm saying, I'd say 80%. But you don't have to get
80%.
You wasn't getting no money before.
Damn, you said nothing to me.
You wasn't getting paid for that before. So come on.
I'm getting my 20%. Sorry, I'm getting my 20%. 20% times $1,000 is a whole lot of money. That's why you fuck with me.
I get 100% of nothing. That's my saying right there. Like, why do you want to get 100% of nothing? Get 20% a million times, not a thousand. Big shout out to you and you know, all that you do. And I know that it comes from a love of, you know what I mean, the industry of hip hop and everything.
Yeah.
Like, explain, like, kind of like what's that like for you? Because I've never even asked you that myself. Like, what got you started?
What got me started? NWA changed me in my spotlight. It was called YBD, Live Out Penrose. Bunch of suburban kids, you know, writing raps and trying to copy.
Penrose of Southwest.
No. Back then, Penrose was different.
I'm fucking with you.
You know, but, you know, as the years went into the 90s, maybe like 93, Biggie dropped, 94, 95. That was the year of the start off of major squads. You know what I mean? Shout out Cool C Steady B. I just ran around behind them. Let's do y'all.
That's what.
Let's do y'all. Like, Cool C Steady B. You're in
the head. They had a lot of stuff going on. But the whole
squad thing, when the whole squad thing started to form, it changed hip hop. Wu-Tang Clan double dipped, and a whole lot of other people followed behind that, and it was a lot of major movements. You feel me? Then came the Rough Riders and the Rockefellers and the Cash Money's in there, everybody. So it's always, to me, a squad thing was always power. Like, you could really mop the game if you had a full team and everybody was on the same page with each other. So we live off that, and we're brothers.
I was like, I made you have a love for it, though. Like,
as I told you, all those years from the late 80s to the mid-90s.
No, I'm talking about the start of business. Like, what was the first, like, business move that y'all made? Like, was it a mixtape? Was it a show? Like,
our very first business move was a show of one different Rockland. And Kipper Rockland in 1995.
You definitely do got the voice for hip hop, though. I'm gonna tell you, like, you got the voice of a rapper.
Yeah, I didn't conceive it, but I knew that already.
You better know that. You definitely better know that. That's an easy one to figure out. But so what were you back then? Were you guys like positive? Was it like street rap? Like,
it was all street. It was all street. Bang, sell crack, all that. You already know.
Now, what do you think about with your origins coming up from, you know, the 90s, where hip-hop was, you know what I mean, more lyrical, more, you know what I'm saying? Like, I guess, I guess you could say, took him on a higher look at his bed, you know what I mean? But right now, I feel like it's a greater opportunity, like with Kendrick Lamar winning the Pulitzer Prize and a lot of these artists being able to show, like, this is America's music, you know what I mean? Like, hip hop is something that we create as a part of our Black culture, you know what I mean, right now.
Yeah, it really is. You know, the game changed. We all know the game changed. The sound changed. Everything changed. But you got to know how to adapt to all the changes. You got to know how to fit in and throw something extra so it can critique your own style with what's happening and what's going on. You know what I'm saying?
Now, what are you looking for now, like, in artists? Like, who even got your eye on?
Before we get into artists, you know, that seemed to have been our problem. We've been investing for so many years after we started getting a little older as MCs and artists. You feel me? So what happened is we started to take on a leadership role and launch an independent record label called Spit It Out Entertainment.
Okay.
We started Spit It Out Entertainment in 1999, but that's neither here nor there. We invested so much into everybody else and did things the way everybody wanted us to do them, or we thought that was expected us to do it their way. Once we said fuck all that and started doing it our way, last year in 2017, we had a very successful year last year in 2017. All three of our shows, it was a hit. You know, it amazed me how many people came out to show love. You know, that's when all the celebrities started reaching out to us, from record companies, the reality stars, whoever, you know what I mean? But when the year ended, we said, okay, we got to jump in 2018 and complement 2017 3 to 4 to 5 times harder.
It's supposed to get better and better every day, you know what I mean? Let alone every year.
Yeah. So, you know, where we are right now is about holding brothers, building our company back up, which is called the HB Network. It was holding brothers. 18, we play with a lot of Holden Bros names, but it's Holden Bros LLC and the HD Network.
Okay.
The reason why we say HD Network is because it's music, fashion, nightlife, and sports.
That's entertainment, you know what I mean? At the end of the day, you need that. And then, like, I know that you have an event coming up, you know what I'm saying? Like, tell us about that, because I know a lot of artists are excited, and then even, like, the opportunity, like you said, you invested so much in other people, you just doing things in a smarter way now.
Yeah, it's called building capital for your company, because one thing for sure is the people that we talk to, you can't produce and say your company made this and your company did that, and they ain't cataloged and all that, you know, they might not even do nothing. You know, I'm keeping an eye on you, they might not even do nothing. So school gives you and send you out on a mission on test.
Guaranteed.
Y'all
hear that? He repeated.
Because most of the people keep calling somebody. You sure know, nigga, I'm sure. You went out there yesterday. I'm not open.
No, 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 no. I'm not open. I'm not be following. His Instagram didn't change.
Yeah, they told me. Okay, what's up? What? Who are you?
Right. and his lungs are so steady. And 9 times out of 10, somebody will cut you off if you give it up to us. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like TMI.
Yeah. I try to keep it real with the artists and positive criticism, and 75% of them really gave up the hand. So you need to retire now.
Listen, y'all know who y'all are.
I would never call nobody whack, though, because I would consider anybody that does this a craft or whatever we do, a hobby or a career, whatever, a passion, I would never call nobody whack because that's his particular style.
Thank you. Thank you.
Got y'all, like, kind of keep that bond between you guys?
No, I'm just saying, like, you know, it's just one of those things that just happened on the place where I'm going to sit with my just make me understand we want to make it open. So, you know, hey, my party, he parties.
Oh, so your party is already started, but your birthday isn't here yet.
Yeah.
I like that. This is the whole month. This is all birthday. So, wait a minute. People have been talking about Cinco de Mayo. I've yet to have fun on a Cinco de Mayo. You know what I mean? Like, how do you turn up even though it's your birthday?
I mean, you know, at the end of the day, like, I don't really do much of the celebration, but, like, people always end up having to kidnap me. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm in D.C., New York. I mean, I'm going somewhere.
Wait. So, you will be somewhere. Shout out to N.R. Randy, you know what I'm saying?
N.R. International,
you know what I'm saying? Yeah, you know I mean, real, recognized. And Ed, so you sent me some exclusive music. That's, like, one of my favorite things to get from artists. Like, always send me exclusive music. Philly Shine Radio is where I let artists shine. So why not shine with your most exclusive? Because we'll make sure everybody get it. You know what I mean? We'll give it out to the people. Yes, I'm in here. That's what's up. So what else is coming up? Like, you got any performances? What is the movie release? And what's the title of the movie?
The title about that. So, you know, I had a lot of his role is a lot of different studies that, you know, they were 20 years in, 15 years, 2 years in, and they just like to win with some moves and they wanted to give me game.
That's what, yeah, there you go. That's what helps out, you know what I mean? Shout out to the old heads looking out. A lot of you old heads need to give out that information, just like I was saying. Like, you got to give information because that's what helps people grow, you know what I mean? Because that knowledge might not be there. Certain people, yeah, they might be like, I know it all, or whatever. But at certain times, you still got to give them the information, you know what I mean? Because, like, it's given is not to be, you know what I mean? It's not to return from you giving. But the give is just, like, truly, truly the best gift that anybody can get. And it might come, you know what I mean, some people are already, but they might get it later. So I appreciate you, you know, telling us that your old head gave you some knowledge.
Well, that is that, like,
head, the key to it.
Most old heads, you know, even around to myself, like, nobody wants to get to it. Nobody wants to play in sleep is not for, you know what I'm saying? You want to make sure that the person that you're investing your knowledge in is, you know, able to see.
You can't always know that.
No, but the thing is, that's what happens, though. Back in the day, always gonna watch you. They gonna see how you move. They gonna see.
Well, yeah, I'm definitely not saying that. Try to teach the retard. You know what I mean? Like, you can tell people something once, and like that's enough.
I've been there. We all been there.
I'm going to go to the hospital. Thank you.
very, very cool.
Get off that plate.
Thank you.